Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what does the Jewish Theological Seminary's Context Program do? Our guest this week is Moshe Margolin, the Senior Director of the Institute for Jewish Learning at the Jewish Theological Seminary. Mr. Margolin's career in Jewish education spans more than 30 years. He's held administrative positions in both the United States and Israel in such educational settings as the Hebrew University of Jerusalem and their academic affairs offices in New York, the Fulbright Commission in Tel Aviv, and Ben-Gurion and Tel Aviv universities. He was also the founding Vice President of Education of Birthright Israel. Mr. Margolin was in Spain recently with a group of adults who were participating in a study tour of Spain that was organized by the JTS as part of its Context program. We spoke with him about the Jewish Theological Seminary itself and some of its different educational programs.
Thank you very much for speaking with us. First, I would like you to tell us a little bit about your own background. You were the director of the Me'at National Initiative. Could you tell us what that is?
That's true, and that came out of Hebrew College. But I've had a great career and continue to have a great career bringing innovation to Jewish education. I started about 35 years ago at the Hebrew University, was one of the founding staff members of Birthright Israel, and have done some, had great opportunities throughout my career. And this is perhaps the most interesting and rewarding because I'm educating my peers.
Could you tell us about the Jewish Theological Seminary itself first, and how it began and who founded it and when?
Okay, it was founded in 1886, and it didn't take too long before the first classes were held with a class of 10 students in the Spanish-Portuguese synagogue in New York City, which is the oldest synagogue in New York City. And it obviously has grown in leaps and bounds over the years to become the foremost institution of higher education in the Jewish world. Outside the state of Israel.
Is there still a special relationship with the Sephardic community?
There is a relationship for sure, but JTS has, over the past several years, as part of its new vision and mission statement, looked to serve a broader swatch of the Jewish community beyond the conservative movement. And as you know, it's the theological seminary of the conservative movement in the United States.
Yeah,
but yes, there is a strong component. There's a lot of research being done here about the Sephardic Jews, but that's one facet of what we do.
I noticed in the mission statement it said that part of the mission is to preserve the knowledge and practice of historical Judaism. What is meant by historical Judaism?
Historical Judaism is capturing the essence and chronicling and preserving the continuum of Jewish history from its earliest roots before it was rabbinic Judaism as we know it now, back to the Bible and up to the present. And it does that by doing world-class research, obviously teaching rabbis, cantors, and Jewish communal professionals, as well as students like me who love learning and are not professionals in Jewish education. So it brings the story of the Jewish people to life for a wide variety of constituencies, mostly in the United States, but because of our web presence and because of programs like the Context Program, which actually for the first time is beginning to serve communities in Canada as well, it is bringing the story, the Jewish story alive, and that's its greatest essence.
Yeah, I wanted to ask you about the Context Program. Can you tell us about it?
The Context Program was brought to JTS and was based loosely on the MEA program, which is one of the two or three prominent adult Jewish learning programs in the United States. What JTS has brought to the program is its outstanding faculty of Judaic studies, researchers, and scholars. The program started with the core program of a two-year program, four semesters, Bible, rabbinics in the first year, medieval and modern in the second year, and has grown to conceive of and produce programs that meet the ever-changing needs of the adult Jewish learning population in North America. As we are pressed for time, pressed for money, it's sometimes difficult to commit to a two-year program. So we now offer programs that are on the same high academic level but of shorter duration, ranging from an eight-session seminar to a 3 to 5 session mini course, to a Jewish university for a day or a Jewish women's university for a day, and of course our new first effort in international educational travel, which we just completed, which is a study tour of Spain.
Can any of these courses be done online, or do the people actually have to be there?
The Context Program is based on the notion of live study. However, we're part of a new department within JTS called the Department of Community Engagement, and that is the Context Program. That's also on-campus lectures for the general public, non-credit, and of course the Context Program is non-credit as well, but we are developing and putting a lot of resources into digital learning. So we have a presence now, but we'll have a far greater presence in the future. So your listeners will be able to benefit from the high standard of education that JTS provides on their computers. And that's coming. It's the wave of the future.
You said before that JTS is no longer just limited to the conservative Jewish community or the Masorti community as they know it here. What kind of a relationship do you have with other communities, with the Reform or with the Orthodox?
Okay. That depends on each community that we serve. And one of my principal roles as the head of Context is to go into Jewish communities and to create partnerships, many times through the Board of Rabbis, sometimes based with the conservative congregations, and then it broadens out. But the idea is that we have sophisticated academic education as a catalyst to bring diverse communal institutions within each Jewish community together for the sake of providing the entire community with top-level adult Jewish learning. And we found that it really has been successful in doing that. For example, I work with a partnership in the Twin Cities of Minneapolis and St. Paul, and I believe that there are 18 different institutions in that partnership, ranging from Reconstructionist through Reform, Conservative, and Modern Orthodox congregations. Also, the federations are involved, and also such institutions as the Talmud Torahs. So that's a great example of where JTS has succeeded in bringing the community together through adult Jewish learning.
Can you tell us something about the outreach activities that you do in other countries? I've noticed that you have programs in Moscow and Russia and in Jerusalem.
Okay. Those programs are certainly an important facet of what we do here at JTS. They are academic programs. Most of them are not for credit. And again, the concept is to bring the academic resources of JTS into communities around the world to meet the needs defined by those communities. So it's something that we do. I think we're going to do more of it in the future. But the idea is to use the fantastic academic resources, and that means both research, but most importantly, the faculty here at JTS, to bring their gifts to other communities around the world. So we don't necessarily define what JTS does or will be doing. We go to those communities or ask to come to those communities, and we establish programs that are specific to the needs of those communities.
Do you have any idea as to how many people participate in these programs all over the world in general?
Oh, that's a question that I honestly cannot answer. I can tell you, though, and I believe that the context program is reflective of that, we're only 4 years old.
Uh-huh.
And we've grown 300%. Our enrollment has grown 300% in 4 years. That's pretty unprecedented in either Jewish or secular institutions of higher education. It's just, it's what people want, and we're having a hard time keeping up with the demand.
You were just here in Madrid visiting the Bethel community, which is the conservative community here, on the trip that you did in Spain. What did you do here with Bethel, and do you have the similar kind of relationship with other communities internationally that you visit or have some kind of contact with that's not just teaching courses?
Okay. Well, first of all, we did bring a group of 28 adult learners from all over the East Coast of the United States to Spain for a very intensive study tour. We brought our own scholar, Jonathan Ray, who's a graduate of JTS, along. And I can speak personally that the Shabbat at Beth El was incredibly moving to me personally. I had been to Spain before. I had seen many of the sites that were on this itinerary before. I just cannot tell you how moving it was. We were there on Friday night, and it was clear that the whole congregation was invited. Spanish and Hebrew were the languages used. The driving force of that community is Mario, who was just an incredible human being, who had to speak in Spanish, but made sure that there were three translators among the Cajal to help us understand what was going on. And it was an amazing experience, not only to learn about the similarities, but also the differences in services. We broke bread together afterwards with the community. It was marvelous. And then on Shabbat morning, which I understand is not the central service as it is here in the United States, Mario led a very moving service, of course in Hebrew, but also in English as well. And we were given Aliyot. I had a chance to carry the Torah twice, and I must say it almost brought me to tears. It was so great. And then he spent about 45 minutes talking about Beth El and also Beth El's relationship within the Jewish community in Madrid, which I found fascinating. And again, we broke bread together. We seemed to do that a lot over the Shabbat. It was an amazing experience, and we were starting to get in the evaluations, and people share my view. It was something that was just extraordinary, and it came at the end of the tour. We did that, and then the next day we went to Toledo, so we really ended up on a high.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought, from my personal experience, it was one of the high points of the trip.
That sounds great.
It was great.
Is there anything else that you would like to add that we might have left out?
Just that the importance of teaching adults about Jewish history, their Jewish history, is not something that is a high priority in Jewish communities across North America. It's obvious that we have to teach our children well, as the song says, but the fact is that we need educated, inspired, and engaged Jewish leaders now so we can give the kids and the young adults a stronger Jewish community for them to grow and strengthen in the future. And I think that's an important message. JTS understands the importance of adult Jewish learning and has devoted quite an amount of resources to make that happen across North America. That, I think, is a very important message. And I believe we will be doing other study tours around the world to have our adult learners understand and see and touch and smell and sense that we're part of the Jewish global community.
Okay, so what I'll do then is I will put a link to your site so that any of our listeners who are interested in participating in any of these programs can contact you directly.
Right, and you can certainly give them my email, and I will sort of be the operator and give their queries to the appropriate people at JTS.
Okay, thank you very much.
Thank you, Linda. It's been a pleasure.
Well, that's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is English Corner at RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.